Snow in Finland. This is Roger Watson, and this is my entry to the Reflections on Nursing Leadership blog, Connecting Continents, of 18th of April 2018. Written in Hull, in the UK. I recently returned home after the first of three visits to Finland this year. I was there slightly longer than expected, as my tight connection at Helsinki Airport did not connect. My incoming flight was late, and the lady at the transfer desk kept telling me, "It does not look good." I kept asking, "How much worse can it be?" In the end, I did not make the flight and had to spend the night in the airport hotel and take a very early flight home. I travel strictly with cabin luggage and calculate my laundry needs carefully, but any more information will be too much for my readers. I was in Oulu in the north of Finland for the first time. The city is within sight of the Arctic Circle. The days were quite long, and there were copious amounts of snow, most of it piled 10 feet high by the road or at the end of the parking lots. Like all countries that expect large amounts of snow on a predictable basis, Finland works normally despite the snow, and the Finns just take it in their stride. With sheets of ice on the sidewalks, walking was dangerous. I ran 3 miles one morning in -8°C, that's 17.6 Fahrenheit. But a nosebleed and red raw skin on my face convinced me after that to run in the afternoons. My work was at the Nursing Science Department of the University of Oulu, where, for 3 days, I taught doctoral students on systematic reviewing and writing for publication. I'm used to teaching in Finland. Finns, being a polite and reserved people, are initially quiet. Once they've weighed you up, the questions start coming, and by the end of the week my sessions are turned from monologue to dialogue. My next visits are in quick succession, next month to Tampere for the first time and later to Turku. I visit my own University of Hull from time to time, in fact, over Easter, while most of colleagues were sunning themselves in the Mediterranean, I was teaching quantitative methods at the University of Hull Easter School, which is designed for doctoral students not based at Hull. I never ceased to be amazed at the calibre of our doctoral students. When I ran into some problems while demonstrating aspects of a statistical package, a computer science student showed me how to do it. From that point on, I took a back seat and the class ran itself. So far this year, I've published 10 refereed articles. I'm especially pleased with 2 articles published in collaboration with my former doctoral student, Mansour Al-Yami. As General Director of Academic Affairs and Training at Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Health, Al-Yami is third in line to the Kingdom's Minister of Health in Riyadh. He's a remarkable man who combines a high-pressure job with academic work and impeccably good manners. He remains a good friend, my godson, as he describes himself, and I look forward to seeing him in October when I next visit the Kingdom. I have another piece in The Conversation this week where I outline reasons nursing students in the UK should not be paid bursaries by the National Health Service. I've already drawn fire on this issue, and my popularity rating with the Royal College of Nursing and the nursing student body will not increase, but I'm not alone in this view. Finally, and for the first time in this blog, I refer to my increasing interest in haiku poetry. I've composed haiku regularly for the past 2 years, and last year began getting published. To date, I have 3 poems published in the Journal of the British Haiku Society, with more accepted by them and another journal. But my surprise at coming in among the top 32 with an honourable mention in an international haiku competition of more than 700 entries is one of the best surprises I've had in years. The editor of Reflections on Nursing Leadership permitting, I may inflict a few on you. I start with my honourable mention. Most are more cheerful than this one. Silent Shredder, Graveyard of All My Thoughts.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.